92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Americans love to shout that we're number one, but it's not always for the right reasons. America has set a new record for having the most deadly mass killings during the first 6 months of this year, and we don't even hear about them anymore. The news media are like, mass shootings? We've done that. Nobody cares. That won't get us ratings. Up to June 30th of this year, there were at least 28 mass killings where at least five people died, and obviously hundreds more were wounded. It should be unacceptable. It certainly would be in any other country. And to show you how much it's changed, with several states now allowing people to openly carry weapons this year, there were 27 mass killings, again with at least five people that died, in all of 2022. You know, it wasn't that long ago when this kind of stuff happened two, three, maybe four times a year. But now all we get is thoughts and prayers from people in government who could actually do something to control it. Last week in a small Texas town, there was a couple driving in their car. They were nearly crashed into by a very aggressive driver. So Zane, the husband, gave the guy the finger. The other guy grabbed his gun and started firing at the couple's car and hit Zane's wife in the back of the head with a bullet, and she died. That guy's still running around town like he didn't know anything wrong, because in the chaos, they didn't get the license plate of the car. Meanwhile, the National Rifle Association maintains fierce opposition to regulating firearms, including AR-15 weapons. Who actually needs an AR-15? I mean, what actually has to happen for them to take action on this stuff?
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.